Ask us anything.
There we go. The live's on. Oh, right. I see us. Hey, Sarah.
I have.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
What up?
Howdy.
How you going?
Queensland tongue's rubbing off.
Oh, don't crack another one.
Oh, shit. That was pretty hard. I remember one time we went... have you ever been to Munich, Ben? Or what's the other one?
Hofbräuhaus? Germany.
Hofbräuhaus? No, no, no. The restaurant. This guy. This fucking guy. No, there's one in... there's one in Melbourne, and it's a German restaurant. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I've been to Hofbräuhaus.
And they have these big steins, these giant steins, Tim. And we smashed them because we got a bit too carried away because we pissed and we're trying to be Vikings and shit. And we're like, another! And then two steins kind of, coming at each other with force. Bang. Yeah. All over the joint.
Don't tell the Airbnb, but Jason might have done that with a glass.
I didn't do it. I found it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's like, well, whoever dealt it smelt it. It's like, come on, we've denied it or fought it. I just found it.
Welcome to Whiskey Recaps.
Welcome.
From Brisbane.
Yep.
It's Tuesday.
My brain
today
is mush,
I think.
Yeah, I thought tomorrow was Friday.
Yeah, it's not.
It's definitely
disappointing
not
for you.
Yeah.
Dylan, how are you, buddy?
Dylan, what's up, bro?
Yeah, well, it is Tuesday. This will come out Monday, so we will have been home for a few days. Tam's probably still in bed. He's cooked.
Yep.
What were the stats? Five pods.
Five pods.
Two workshops.
Two workshops.
One mastermind group.
Mm-hmm.
One night out. One photo shoot.
Terrible fucking internet.
Two time zone fails. Ben is
terrible
fired.
Internet. And
yeah, Wi-Fi was wild.
And Topgolf.
Yeah, we did Topgolf, which is good.
It's fun.
I beat you more times than you beat me. That's all that matters.
I don't think so. But, we'll score in the last game.
What's up, Reese? I saw your question. It's coming. We will answer it. But first, whiskey review, Jasco. Glenfiddich, 12-year-old.
Whiskey review.
Two ice cubes.
Tastes like whiskey. Yeah. Smooth whiskey that's good to drink.
Now, tell me about these.
Oh, the story.
So what happened? What happened when I was slaving away doing consultations
we were
sweating my balls off on the deck?
So obviously the logistics of this trip have been a big weakness. And us committing to a time frame and making it relevant wasn't really something that we kind of double checked. So Ben had to do a consult out in the on the deck there. And Tam and I were so kind to be like, don't worry, man, we'll go get some food and we'll bring it back. So we're supposed to go to the shops and get the food and bring it back. So then we went to one supermarket and it was just, how fucking bad was that supermarket? It was horrible. And so I was like, this place is shit. So I walked around, there was no food. So then
there was no food in the whole supermarket.
Nah, the supermarket, sorry, we went to a shopping complex and there was shit food. It was horrible food. We weren't going to eat it. Like, that guy got so excited when we walked up to that Bay Marie. I was like, I'm not buying this.
Well, that's not a good idea.
Nah. And
that would have been 5 days.
Yeah, it was fucking
500 toilet visits.
Yeah, I didn't want to get salmonella on the first day. So we did the next best thing and just went to your local sushi place at 5 p.m. or something.
Which is also
Tam and I ordered $25 each worth of sushi. And I just we ate it and we said, oh, Ben would have really enjoyed this if it was fresh. So we decided not to bring any home because it was not going to be... It was shit when I ate it. It's going to be even worse when Ben eats it later. And then we walked past this Japanese pancake place and I said to Tam, it'd be really nice if we tried one of these just to see what it's like.
You're doing research for me, right?
I bought two. Tam bought one. And we walked into the supermarket and we were just chomping away and we were talking about how delicious they were. And how Ben would have really liked those pancakes. And then we ordered all of our food. And
was I again?
You were making... you had a consult. So, yeah.
Slaving away at home I was.
Just...
by myself.
Hey, someone's got to put the business on their shoulders sometimes. But I made sure we were fed,
You did. You have cooked the whole time.
So then it was 90 minutes later and we come back and we were supposed to cook dinner.
90 minutes to do groceries.
90 minutes. And
I was by that stage in the fetal position
the
on
supermarket,
the couch. All we'd had was a fucking toasted butter sandwich on the plane.
The supermarket was 7 minutes from here. Not even. And we were 90 minutes. And then we had all the food and put it in the fridge. And then Ben's like, oh, so what are we having dinner? when we're having dinner, and then Tam looks at me and he's like, I'm pretty full. So I looked at Ben and I'm like, oh, you can just eat whenever you want, bro. We're pretty full. We're good.
Fucking dogs. Dogs.
Well, I bought chickens so that I knew that you could get into them. I didn't have to cook them.
Yeah.
No one cooks in this house, guys, but me.
Jason does. You nominated yourself.
Yeah, well, you guys.
Is that chocolate you're eating?
I don't know. Probably that or taro.
Chocolate.
Chocolate? All right.
Chocolate one's pretty shit.
Yeah. Disappointing to be you.
Custard was very good.
Chuck us one. Ugh. Oh, no, this one's peanut butter. I mean, it's terrible.
Does Jason classify himself as a foodie?
Foodie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm a foodie. Well, what's a foodie? Like, what would he, you know?
Yeah, define it for us, Josh. I don't know. I'm not.
Like,
I enjoy good food, but
is
I'm not
it every time you eat, you have to have something, you know, just like super delicious and overdone? Because that is not me.
You're right, Tam. There's food noises. You have to move your mic up when you eat, Jason.
Stop asking me questions.
Okay. So, Brisbane, thoughts, initial feelings? Oh, he's not allowed to talk because he's got a microphone on.
No. Okay, said, stop asking me questions because I'm eating.
Yeah, because he's eating.
And then you just asked me a question.
Sorry, I'm just trying to. That's how podcasts work usually.
Just put me in the most in an impossible situation. What are you like, my wife?
Yes.
Fucking hell.
All right, so after that, it was a successful conference.
What?
It was a successful concert, by the way. That was the first whiskey, too. I can't blame that.
That's,
Tam's done. Tam's out.
That's a certain source. I've got a certain source memory of a certain pronunciation of a certain source there.
What's the source's name?
Wowzers.
What's the source's name? I want Jace to try and say it.
Worcestershire.
All right.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's Worcestershire.
I'll pass it.
Yeah. I could say it could be anything. It's definitely...
Because I'm not going to correct you.
Yeah. Worcestershire.
So, what else did we do? Oh, so we had a little celebration on that night, whatever day that was.
Yeah.
Thursday we flew in.
We smoked stogies.
We did smoke a cigar and drink some whiskey because we've had one of our most successful months of all time.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. Seeing many momentum, and that was before the weekend. And we just wanted to enter the weekend deeming it already a success just to be here. And then let whatever happens after that happen. Which I think we've done pretty well.
Yeah, it's been a good weekend.
We haven't put too much pressure on stuff and just let it be.
Yeah.
When I say we, that's usually me. I do that. So first day we had Ben and Brooklyn.
Yes.
From Matter Athletica and Matter Marketing.
Marketing.
Which is cool. It was a good day.
Yeah.
It's a good day. It was a big fucking day.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
I think they arrived at the Airbnb at 10 and then left dinner at 9.
Yeah, something like that.
It was a large day. Ben doesn't mind a chat. It was great because we get along really well. It's cool to like, obviously we speak to Ben a lot.
Yep.
Through the Instagrams and stuff. And Brooklyn too. It's cool to actually hang out in real life with like-minded people, similar pathways, similar, I guess, stages in life and stuff too, which is exciting. And they're killing it. Like the fact that Matter's only a year old is wild.
Yeah.
They're doing really, really well.
Yeah, it's been good to see that growth over time.
Obviously, Ben's been coaching for a while, but really taking it really seriously.
Yeah.
And we can take all of the credit because he did stand out.
100%.
Yeah. It was all
taught him everything he knows.
100. 100.
If you guys want the blueprint,
so
never to find it.
We found the weirdest fucking place ever. If you're from Brisbane and you've ever been to Sunnybank, drove past what I thought was like maybe a hotel, maybe a corporate building, something during the day.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, there's a Japanese place around the corner. Let's go there. Took us 20 minutes just to get a car park and then walked into just a sea.
Yeah, it was wild.
Of Asian restaurants.
Yeah. It was kind of like a, what would you describe it, Tam? It felt
like Thailand. Yeah.
We just drove to Thailand around the corner. That's what Tam said. Not me. Let's be very clear about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, crazy.
Yeah.
Great. It was just wild. A totally unexpected place. And I like, when I say a sea of restaurants, I mean there would be 50 restaurants in like 100 meters squared. Because they went up.
There's a lot of restaurants.
It was multiple streets. It was fucking crazy. You can hear yourself chewing.
I'm paranoid now.
Yeah. I'm just not going to eat anymore till after. So yeah, that was a wild experience. Good food though. Happy with food.
Ben's food came out last, like everywhere we go. He was very upset.
It's always me. Always hungry Ben in the corner.
Yeah, he always... I feel like he always orders like something that's like challenging for people to put together as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have the duck. Like, why can't you just have normal food like what's normal that? People?
Yeah, Breg and Ed's. Shout out to Jolly Miller. Williams Landing.
Breg and Ed's.
Breg and Ed's. I'm so tired.
It's a bad idea.
I'm so tired.
It's a bad idea. Breg and Ed's. Fucking clip that. Clip that one. That's one for the fucking ages.
Fuck my life. Then the next day after that, what did we do?
Photo shoot. Yeah. That was
So Steph, one of our STC Fit trainers, is here at World Gym Underwood. So yes. We brought some of her clients in, one of my clients, and a bunch of the standout PT crew for a training photo shoot, which was really fun. Mm. Obviously, getting to meet the Queensland crew from Standout was awesome.
Awesome.
I met one of my clients that I've been training maybe 3 years for the first time. So that was also, it's always a trippy experience. You kind of like, because like it's pretty solid relationship.
Yeah, 100%.
You're coaching someone for that long to then actually
meet them.
Hey, you exist in the real world.
Yeah.
That was cool. Shoot went really well. Tam smashed it.
Yeah, it's a weapon.
Yeah,
probably. Got a bit of a cult following,
doesn't
I reckon.
He?
Yeah.
Doesn't he? Yeah, popped up in the background.
Where was it?
PT.
People were like, oh, there's Tam.
Yeah, it was.
It's like, hang on a minute.
In the background of the mastermind call. Like, oh, it's a wild Tam.
Yeah. There's Tam.
Yeah. Yeah, at the airport. We didn't even tell that story. So our first time zone fuck up was booking a flight that was supposed to land and give us an hour to get to the Airbnb.
It still wouldn't have worked out though.
No, it wouldn't have. That's what I mean. Yeah. It gave us an hour.
And we said it, I mentioned it on the meeting on Monday. And I'm like, are we going to have enough time? Oh,
yeah.
No, we'll be sweet.
Yeah, bro, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We did not have enough time. And then we sat on the tarmac for an hour before we even took off.
Yeah.
And we definitely didn't have enough time.
And we're still in the air as it was like 2 o'clock, trying to get reception on our phones.
Jess had to pad for us while I ran from the airplane to the cafe.
So, you guys like stuff?
And then we were just like mad online coaches and did a call from a cafe.
Oh, yeah, at the front.
It just gave everyone at the cafe a lesson in becoming an elite personal trainer
and
setting up business structures. but we got through. Photo shoot was really good, and then we went to Fallon's here in Brisbane.
That is the destination.
That was a fucking large joint also.
That's pretty good. It's a good spot.
It was like if South Wharf was one restaurant.
Yeah. That's a really good explanation of it.
Mm.
It was very South Wharfish. Yeah, it was good. Good night. Good weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it tried to rain. We moved tables and it didn't rain.
A few too many. There was a... I don't know if it's a few too many beverages, but there was a lot of beverages.
It was enough. Any more would have been in trouble. Tam would have bashed us.
Yeah. Tam I was one drink away from it getting fucking wild, though.
Yeah, we went home at the right time.
If I ordered another Negroni after the second one, after the first one, it's like, I'll fucking see you tomorrow.
Not too bad. We walked in the door at 11, and I said, should we have a whiskey?
Mm. And Tam said
to
no.
To which Tam yelled, no. And it's Tam is, if you've met Tam and you know Tam, it's not very direct. Often, and he meant it.
Coming out of your shell every time we go away. Comes out of his shell a little bit more.
We were banned.
Next time he's gonna like start fucking laying into us. I'm sick of you fuckers.
Yeah, tell us, give us what for.
Yeah. Fucking pull your head in.
Got home at 11, talked some shit, and then went in for the workshop the next day.
Yeah.
Also at World Gym. World Gym Underwood.
Hybrid coaching workshop.
Yeah, which is mad. How to fill your books face to face and online.
That was a really good workshop.
Yeah, it was one of the, definitely the best live workshop we've done.
Yeah.
Live? Like in person? Sorry to the Sydney people. We're getting better every time we step up.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I think it was quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, good audience, very engaged. Cool to meet again some people that are like been around in the web for 2-3 years following along.
Yeah, it's always good to meet people face to face.
Yeah. Previous graduates are standout, current, future. It was good. Really cool bunch of people.
Yeah.
Drop Jess off. Jess was here for Saturday, Sunday.
Was it like 24 hours? I feel it was a fucking whirlwind.
Yeah, maybe a bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flew in, did the thing, out. Home to the little man.
Mm.
Couldn't be away for too long.
Yeah. Was that Sunday?
Sunday was the workshop, yeah.
Yeah. So that was when we dropped Jess off at the airport.
Yeah, and we were all fucked.
Yeah.
We all came home and just went to our bedrooms, just like, don't speak to me anymore.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
I don't want to talk to anyone. Socially, for a guy that just goes to the gym every day and then comes home after an hour, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's just too many people.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I feel like we should... What's up, guys? You're listening to the STC Fit Learning Podcast, brought to you by ourselves. Feel free to go check out our website, so stcfitlearning.com. On there, we have a bunch of free resources, including how to niche your business, how to actually sell during consults, and a free programming template, plus our business scorecard, which you can go and take and see how you stack up in the industry based on what we think is elite and how to become the best trainer in your gym, in your town, and in the industry. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you take a screenshot and tag us, we really, really appreciate it. It really helps get this message out to help improve our industry and keep people in their personal training careers. Enjoy the app. We should mention Monday because it's important to show people that these things don't always go perfectly and sometimes you just have to fucking send it anyway. We did have another workshop teed up, but unfortunately...
We did.
It fell through. For a bunch of reasons, but it gave us a day down, which was not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, it was much needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I would feel.
Today would be rough.
Today, if we didn't have... Was it yesterday? Is that yesterday?
Yesterday,
is that yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes... Yeah, it was one of those ones where it was like, I might fall through. Definitely was not pushing the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then we went to Topgolf.
Which is great.
Yeah, we thought, you know... Need to
treat ourselves.
Chill out. No, just chill out and, you know, kind of take our minds off things, which I think is important.
Mm-hmm.
Just justifying, you know, why.
I think we learned that if we do this again, we probably need to book that in.
Yeah, we definitely need a day to just wind down. Like the night that we went out for dinner and stuff just wasn't enough. It was like 3 or 4 hours and then was stacked between.
Yeah, and we just had that like hangover of like, not the hangover, but the fear of the hangover, to be honest, is like, oh, I don't want to. If I relax too much...
I definitely had a hangover. Like, I feel like it came on as we were setting that room up. I was like, I can't.
Yeah, mad sweats.
I was just like, I can't human. I can't set this room up. Like, someone else has to just tell me what to do for a bit.
And I didn't have the bandwidth to tell you, so I just did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking good workshop, but...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So then we went to Topgolf. We kind of just let Tam win a game just because, you know, just keep him engaged.
Fucking Tam. Tam
we
showed
just thought,
up.
We just thought if we let Tam win the first game, like he'll keep himself engaged for the rest of the day.
Tam showed
definitely
up.
Definitely did not let him win. We just...
No. And he's still sore today, aren't you?
Yeah. It was good. You know how accomplished I felt silently that, like, I hit the back net? I was like, I don't care. If, like...
Whatever else happens to...
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
I die
like,
happy.
I said I wanted to hit that back net and I did it.
How far was it? 200?
Nah, it wasn't far. Yeah, it's 200.
Yeah.
One leg was 190.
Yeah, yeah. So
it would have been like 200. Yeah, but we were already like fucking 15 meters up in the...
Yeah, triple stories.
Yeah, so it's already... You're already kind of cheating.
Plays like 180.
Yeah. But it was still fun.
But wind into the face.
It was 20, good.
20
It's
kilometers.
Good. I can see myself doing a lot of damage at a place like that. I can definitely tell why, like, there's nets there.
Many rules.
Yeah, yeah. if you go off this ledge, it's $2,000 because people just fucking jump off that shit.
Yeah.
It's like booze, boys,
stupidity,
and golf.
Yeah.
It's like and hitting like just at a driving range. It's like that is just a recipe for disaster.
Yes. It's
that was fun. That was good.
And then today we've been back to the Gold Coast to see Will and Mickey.
Yeah.
And Zach.
Nexus Performance.
Zach was technically in Melbourne, but we saw him.
Yeah. Was it? Poor Zach. Poor Zach sitting there on Zoom while we're all in the same room.
Yeah, he spoke a couple of times.
Yeah.
Poor Zach. So stay tuned.
It's so hard when you're like, you're not in the room and like someone, like everyone's in the room but you and you're on Zoom.
Yeah, he just looked like, because he was so small on the laptop screen too, just like a little kid in the corner. Just
kind
like,
of just need like a like a blow up doll and then just like put the screen on his head. Because when he talks, he brought the heat. It's just, we kind of forgot he was there.
Yeah, we need to get him on in Melbourne, actually.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, we haven't had him on for a few years, so.
Yeah.
He always has very useful stuff to say.
Mm. But that was good. It was good to see the gym.
Even just the way he communicates information is good. I don't always agree 100% with what he posts on his Instagram and stuff.
Debate him.
Yeah,
debate
fuck him. Nah. But it's always presented in a really good way. It's like, I wouldn't do that, but I 100% see how you got there and, go for it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Can't wait for your debate. I'll tee it up. They'll tee up
make
the
it
debate.
Happen. I have to find the
Ben
thing.
Ben Scott versus Nexus. Jim. No. versus Nexus. We're coming for you.
Out the Deadlift Crozier.
I'm glad we didn't catch that session that he wanted today.
Yeah.
It's like, what am I going to do? Like, just, what are we going to do? Take half the weight off?
Just do barbell curls.
So I don't want to train with you. Look at the fucking size of you, bro.
Mate, how big was he today?
Bro.
Jesus Christ. Massive. How to feel small. Go to Brisbane, hang out with Ben Mayfield, and hang out with Will Crozier. Ugh. Fuck my life.
Here's the fucking unit.
Yeah. Like a 7 days post Pro Raw.
Yeah.
Lean, massive.
Big man.
Will Crozier's traps have their own like post-game following. Yeah. Everyone knows about his traps, but at the moment, his neck is wider
than
his
ears. He's a big human.
But yeah, we're on the Nexus podcast.
Yeah, we're on the
talking about like industry trends, how it's changed, what makes a good coach, those types of things. It was a really good episode actually with the boys.
Yeah, it was.
This Friday.
Friday.
Tam's doing the editing for that one as well. T-Mac.
Joe Rogan-esque.
T-Mac, T-Rock.
What do you want?
I don't know. Yeah, me.
T-Mac's a basketballer. Was a basketballer. He's retired, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Tam's giving us nothing.
You're saying whatever the fuck you want right now.
So this Friday, apparently, that'll be out on the Nexus channel. So get over there and have a look-see at that one. And then probably the next episode we will release will be Will and Mickey about the gym.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's the holy grail, right, for personal trainers, opening the gym.
Sure is.
It might not be after that episode. That's all I'll say
about it. I still want to open one.
Me too. But everyone else might not.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like,
$300 a week at the gym might sound pretty good.
Yeah. I think a lot of personal trainers, it's worth listening to because it might make you a little more aware of how valuable your $15,000 a year.
Yeah, even just doing it for a little bit longer than people think that they should.
Yeah. Hashtag hybrid coaching model.
Yeah. Hashtag hybrid coaching workshop.
It's the future coming of, personal training.
Someone's just like making coffee.
We have this strange sound in our ceiling.
The house fucking makes noises.
We don't know what it is, but it sounds like a pod coffee machine. And just like pumps.
Someone's
like
making fucking coffee
every
20
minutes.
It's awful.
Yeah. It's very interesting. This house. It's kind of like a ghost town downstairs.
Yeah.
But the rest of it's fucking mad.
There's definitely pros. There's a fair few cons as well.
No TV inside.
I haven't complained as much this trip.
Only about the Wi-Fi.
No.
No, he's been good.
Tam's been on. Like, you're not good. Tam's honest. I don't reckon I've complained this much this trip. The things have been unanimous that we've complained about.
Yeah. We complained about the car more.
In the last place, I was very vocal about it being shit. It was shit.
Yeah. The only thing you've complained about is the humidity, the Wi-Fi, and the shit car.
Yeah. Which we all have complained about those things, though. So I haven't complained about anything else that's different.
No. You haven't been too precious.
No. I still can't wait to go home. The stovetop's pretty shit. But you guys didn't have to cook, so you don't know.
Electric stove stuff stuck.
Yeah,
always.
It's fucking awful. But yeah, so that was... Is that it? Is that all we did?
No. So then we came home and we got a message on the freeway at 1:05.
No. So we left Nexus and I said to Ben, hey, we're early. I was like, look at us being on schedule. And we're like, go home, we're going to have some coffee, we'll have something to eat. Like, we'll just have all of this time for activities before standout PT starts.
Yeah. Yep.
And
then what happened?
We're working off Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time.
We got a text message at what we thought was 1:05, which was 1:05.
Yeah.
But our scheduled call was Melbourne time, and we were late.
Yeah.
we looked at the GPS, and we had 16 minutes to get home.
Yeah.
We were already 4 minutes late.
Yeah. I couldn't have driven that piece of shit car any more recklessly, because we wouldn't have stopped, it wouldn't have turned.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have made it.
And we would have died.
Yeah, we wouldn't have made it. It's like, I can't push this car like I can my own.
So
we will not be going fast.
Jason dropped us off. I'm just looking everywhere. I'm not even...
I love Tabby's just like, what are you fucking doing? Look
nothing.
Over here.
I'm like looking at the door. I don't even know. Jason dropped me off again. Run inside. Laptop set up. Tam, I need power. Make power happen. My headphones wouldn't connect. So I just had it. We're just rolling with it. We had car noises outside, but the workshop was fire.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good from what I heard when I was out. I was off getting coffee.
Yeah.
And I walked past the pancake place, and I was like, I'm sick of this dude fucking bitching about not getting these pancakes.
Fuck.
So I went and bought a box. So that's why we have them now.
Mm.
So I even bought extra so he wouldn't complain.
Custard was late.
So I was like, here's my offering as I came home. Because that's what Tam and I have to do with Ben.
I'm that precious.
We bring stuff. This is how we contribute. Yeah, you make all the fucking calls and all this, blah blah blah. we bring food.
Ben's cranky, feed him. But yeah, we presented on hero content, which is something we talked about on the podcast a little bit. I feel like we should do a whole episode on it. I think it's really valuable. So it's a piece of content that basically highlights your entire business in one thing.
Mm.
So episode 179 of the podcast, go check it out. How to Become a Standout PT is our hero content.
Good example,
it's something that we pass on to anyone who's interested in that course to give them insight as to who we work with, what their problems are, what our method of solving those problems are, and what outcomes we get.
Mm.
So we helped the guys build that today, which is, it was really fun actually. And some of the stuff that they came up with was very fucking good.
Mm.
Very impressed with a lot of them. So hopefully we'll see some YouTube videos and blogs and things rolling out this week.
We better.
Or else.
Or else.
And then we're going to tie it into how to make it a lead magnet as well. Mm. So how to put it on your website and get some leads through it.
Mm.
So then be able to have conversations with people.
Yeah, which is always nice. Take advantage of your marketing.
Yes.
Speaking of marketing.
Well, what did we do after that,
what
Jace?
Did we do? Well, we had Suzanne.
That's the one.
From Evolve.
Yes.
Evolve Marketing on for the potty.
Yes.
So we had another potty, guys. Joe Rogan-esque today.
Three in a day.
Mm. No, we've done
four in a day.
Four.
Wow.
This is our fourth one. Yeah, so we had Suzanne on talking about marketing. We're actually working with Evolve Marketing at the moment, which I think is another good one. Like, you know, the gym. Like everyone's...
Mm.
Most coaches talk about the gym. I think one of the other really common ones is like the marketing paid ads, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So Suzanne really made it clear, like, you know, this is how you leverage it. This is what you can expect. This is what you need to do to put yourself in a position to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a really good episode. Like even we got value
heaps
out
of
it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're, like you said, using Evolve at the moment for our paid element for our marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was really, really cool to have that. Obviously an extended period of time for us just to have a conversation.
Mm.
But yeah, the misconception of like just throwing money at things to fix it doesn't work. And also you need more money than you think you do, and you need more time than you think you do, and everything's going to take longer than you think it's going to.
Yeah, they were pretty much the biggest take homes, even just from the weekend.
Yeah.
Like even the parallels with like talking to Brooklyn as well.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, be patient, show up.
Yeah.
Find the thing that you like to do.
All the content stuff that we have done that we said was like, you know, quote unquote, like useless.
Yeah, it's like there's not.
Yeah,
to be really valuable.
Yeah, it's like reps. Yeah. And it's still quantifiable.
Yeah, I can't remember the number. I feel like it was like 100,000. We had a network of 100,000 views or something like that. More? Yeah,
it was 500, she said.
I thought it was 500, but yeah, I think I said that. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it'd still be, I reckon it'd still be way more than 100,000.
Tam called me out for making up numbers earlier, so I don't want to.
Did you? Did you? What'd you say?
We've had conversations about the time when we were super busy, and I was like, oh, we had 320 clients, and we had 320, and we had 17 trainers, maybe had 15, I don't know. And I just said it with heaps of confidence, and Tam's like, I've heard you use different numbers today. I'm like, I don't have the exact stats in front of me, Tam.
Yeah, just got to make sure that's not recorded, just so someone lines it up and goes, this guy's fucking talking shit.
It was a lot. It was a lot. Yeah. It was over 300, I can tell you that.
And I think it was definitely over 300.
I think at peak, we had 17 trainers. They were bite me. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Fucking come at us, man. I don't care. It can fucking happen, bro.
I'll bring up the bank statements.
Forgot to talk about the best part of the trip.
Oh, the dog. So before we keep going, I just want to give you guys a little message about our Standout PT program. So Standout PT has been designed for personal trainers who want to sustain a long-term career in fitness, but right now they're sick of chasing clients, they're not making enough time for money, and they're super frustrated with the results that they're getting in their business, and they can't see themselves being here in 3 to 5 years' time. If you want to know more about the Standout PT program, head to stcfitlearning.com, head to programs, and all the details are there. And you can book in your free exploration call where we can have a look and see whether or not that would actually be a suitable program for where your business is at right now. And back to the episode.
The best part of the trip, guys.
Nugget.
Yeah, old Nugget, aka...
And free named.
Nugget, aka Marley.
Yeah, shit.
Not name. A good name for a dog.
Shit name.
Like, maybe they watched the movie. Like, I feel like maybe.
Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah, why would you name the dog that?
It didn't look like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went for a walk to get coffee. And the first walk, I said it was shit, the route we went.
Yeah.
And there was horses, which I get. But then I was like...
They weren't exciting. Tam
was
excited.
Yeah, and we can't touch them.
Tam was just surprised that there was horses in the middle.
So I didn't want to go that way. I didn't want to walk on the grass, get my feet wet, because I had thongs on. We went right, and I saw a dog in the distance, and I said, let's walk towards this dog so I can pat it.
Hey, big dog.
And then little did we know that this dog... didn't have an owner.
Hey, Jess.
So after a little while, we obtained that the dog had run away, and we needed to then find its owner.
So approaching a hip-high...
50-kilo dog.
At least easily. 50-kilo...
He was a fucking unit.
Male with a letterbox for a head.
His head looked like a cinder block.
And thinking, I hope he's nice.
It's like, hey, boy.
It's like, he's smiling.
Yeah. Tail wagging.
That's good. Please wag your tail. Please wag your tail.
Yeah. Just drop it in there.
Yeah, man. I think we're good. All right.
Yeah.
So then we made some friends.
Some lady was like walking
her
dog.
She's a lovely neighbor.
Some lady was walking her dog, and then he took one look at the dog and just ran for it. So this lady like turned around the other way and started running. So the dog started chasing her. Yeah. So then we were like,
bad decision.
Should we go and check that out? So anyway, long story short, I kind of just started asking random people in the neighborhood if it was their dog, and it was not.
An old mate in the street was going to fight us.
Yeah, because he thought it was our dog.
Yeah, she's like, it's not theirs.
And then, some lovely lady gave us a lead, gave us a bowl to give him some water.
She was good people.
Yeah.
She was a dog person. She had dogs.
She had two dogs, so she was a legend. And, so we rang the council, which surprised...
We rang Logan Council somehow.
So, surprise, surprise, the council was fucking useless. Who would have thought?
So, 20 minutes on the phone... Wrong place, more hold, wrong place. Name, details, email, where are you? Okay. Well, we can come and get him in 2 hours, or you can just go to the RSCPA.
RSPCA.
That's the one, thank you. There's a lot of clips in this one.
We're getting you, bro. There's bloopers. There's like a blooper reel. Bloopers reel in one episode.
Yeah, so now the trade-off is we have to go and detail the hire car tomorrow. Yeah. Because it's full of dog hair.
Yeah, we had to take Nugget, aka Marley, to the vet. Yes. So he could get his microchip scanned so we could call his parents.
And good news, he was microchipped.
Yeah.
We left him.
And they rang his parents, left a message, and they left him in a nice air-conditioned vet.
Yeah, he was
and
a
said
fucking
that his parents will come and pick
fella.
Him up. He was a fucking big boy. Yeah. We picked him up to put him in the car. It took me and Ben to pick him up, more so because like...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's just like if he's going to get one of us, like at least...
Make it both.
Yeah, I just want a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
I don't want it to just be me.
Maybe we could both fight him.
Nah, he befriended me. He liked me.
He did.
Yeah, it was the best. I was like walking him to the car. I was like, this is fucking sick. Yeah, that was the highlight of the trip for me. I'm sorry, guys. Like, the rest of the stuff was okay. It's like getting the dog and taking him to the vet and finding his parents.
Yeah, it was good. It's good. And then we
I like the photo with the B-less shit on it. Yeah. So that is fucking living by the mantra,
100%,
man.
That is culture right
like,
there.
There's people that like would just let that dog become like, someone else's problem.
Like everyone that was there, old mate.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that guy just, sitting in the car? Oh, yeah, that guy. He's like, oh, I've seen him there for 3 hours. I was like, don't care to fucking find out who the dog, whose dog it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, bad people.
He was a pretty big dog.
Don't fucking be that person.
I understand why you would be scared, but you could just call someone. Like, you don't have to leave poor old mate out there by himself.
Yeah, actually, I didn't think about the scared part. Still.
Yeah, you have big dogs, so you don't get scared.
Fuck, I don't know, man. Oh, that dog was massive, man.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, Indy's big dog, and then your dogs
Indy's not big dog.
Are much bigger dogs, and then he was even bigger
dog. I call Matt big dog. Indy is not big dog.
Yeah. She's big dog. She's big dog in Shadow.
Terms of ego.
Compared to Shadow, she's big dog.
Yeah. 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 Bowser was cute. He's cute.
He was good.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. He's going to be a medium-sized dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. What did they like say? Kelpie Staffy.
Yeah, so that's
a fucking good mix. Yeah, man.
So he won't be like, he'll just be thick.
Yeah. Yeah. So affectionate.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't care. Any dog's good.
Dylan Sim said, come for gym session, Ben. Big squats. I don't have a big squat anymore.
Nah. We're old, Dylan. We don't have big squats anymore. Yeah. I'm washed up. Apparently, I'm fucking retired and I'm washed up.
Saying washed up is washed up. It's just washed.
Yeah. So I'm washed, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are washed.
No, you said I was.
Yeah, your feet are in there. Wait till we get home.
We hit that gym and I squat and hurt myself.
Jason got called out in the... Because I'm the strength guy, even though Jason has a better bench than me. Got called out in the Q&A. In the mastermind group. And Jason was like, I can't have this.
Nah.
I've been told that I'm not that strong, so I'm going to put bench back in my program.
2023 has been the year of my feelings. 3 weeks
later,
hurt.
3 weeks later, yeah, I don't think I'm going to keep bench in my program.
My
elbow's hurt.
No, fuck that. It's like, no way. It's like my ego could take the death.
Yeah, yeah. I still have a bigger chest than you. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Don't need a big bench press. Just have a large chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I have the counter argument.
Stop making fun of me, you fuckers. All right, it can only take so much. I'm getting upset now.
Just got to dip out of this life because I think we got some questions.
Yeah, cool.
If there's one person from history you could train with,
ooh,
who would it be and why?
Train with? Does it have to be? Can it be anyone?
Yeah, one person.
So you could have a conversation with them at the same time.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even necessarily have to be a bodybuilder.
I always suck at these. I always forget like interesting people.
Like, I'd like to train with Ben, like, even though he's not...
BPAC?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would have been fun.
Yeah, I think he...
It's just it's more for me, like, the influence that Ben had...
On our career
and, like, you know, trying to, you know, I guess not master bodybuilding, but, like, learn more about bodybuilding. I feel like he was a really big influence on both of us in terms of training and stuff, programming. So, I know he's not gone, but that would still have been cool. He's It would have been cool. Yeah. So, I guess current, that would be Ben. Maybe gone, probably Arnold, of course.
Yeah,
got to pay homage to the GOAT, man.
It depends how old I am.
So 19 and juiced up as well.
Training with Branch would be sick.
I thought you can say nothing. Don't worry. Training.
Training with, because you would need to. Oh, 100%. Branch.
Just to keep yourself together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Mm. Yeah,
because like him and Ronnie were in the same gym, so it'd be pretty sick.
Yeah,
train when they were both there.
Yeah, it's probably I'd have to pick bodybuilders because I can't really like do anything else. Like I couldn't train like,
yeah,
you know,
train I don't with know, anyone,
some other modality. Ross Edgley. Oh yeah, Ross Edgley. He's a weapon. Yeah. So if you don't know who that is, find out.
He's like does everything right.
Yeah, he can like didn't he swim the English Channel with like a log tied to him or something? He's a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like, doesn't matter if you're big and jacked, like you can be fit too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually a fucking mad dog.
Or would you train with like an Elon or something like that?
Yeah, well, that's it. It's like, because you get to use, because it's just you and him.
I'd love to hang out with Christian Horner.
Yeah, but it depends when you train. Like if someone trains with me, I don't want to fucking talk about shit. I'm like, fuck off, leave me alone.
Yeah, you just want to do the workout.
Yeah. 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 Like sometimes I stay away from you so that we don't talk.
I understand.
Because all we do is talk about work.
Yeah.
Not always, but like, you know, there's times when we avoid each other purposely.
You and I.
Yeah, because we'll talk about shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, like he'd be like, oh, fucking hell, leave me alone. I just want to get a pump. Imagine Elon saying that. I just want to get a pump in my calves.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind training with Shallow.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yep.
I'd be a valuable modern day
goat. The modern day goat.
He's there, right?
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Delivery, just influence,
yeah,
authority.
Level.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Charles-esque.
He's the man.
Charles-esque.
He's the man. Doing good things.
See Jordan. If he goes crazy like Charles did.
You got to at some point.
Just start making shit up.
Real life. It's just not enough for these mere mortals. Yeah. For us mere mortals.
Where do you put James Smith? I'm curious. There's a lot of our circle shit on him.
I don't know. Where he's not really in my... He's not really in my scope.
Just as a fitness fan. Fitness guy, though.
No. Just, like, not just. He's a dude that runs an incredibly successful business.
Yeah.
And he's a very influential figure.
I think that's why I'm so interested in him. He's, like, broken the barrier of fitness.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, the most impressive thing about someone like that is they've broken into people that are semi-interested in working out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, I got mates that they're siblings... Who, like, I wouldn't even think are into training. Like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, tracking macros because this James Smith guy said this. And I was like, fuck, okay.
Yeah, it's big influence.
Yeah, man.
But now he's, like, he's doing TED Talks and writing books and shit. Like, he's like, I don't... I was going to say something that's...
No.
Not fair.
Don't say it.
But, like, we had
fair
that...
fair the man.
No. Actually, it was too big of a compliment.
All right.
So, we've talked in the past about, like, the goats of sport. And how they've, like, transcended their sports to become just, like, a celebrity in their own right.
Yep.
How many people have done that from fitness? Who would you have dinner with, then, if you're not training? Who is the most interesting person that you could...
The most interesting person?
You could think of hanging out with.
Oh.
And I'm useless at this.
But the people that I would be interested in are just, like... Is it just one person?
One.
You just get to pick one?
Well, about three. No, you can pick three.
No, picking one's cool. So yeah, then that's pick one.
I'd say Jordan Peterson. And
yeah, though, well, that's I can see you doing that. I'm probably going to sit with Andrew Tate.
Interesting.
No, I'm kidding. I was just fucking
free Tate.
Free him. Nah, definitely not.
We just got banned. We were demonetized.
Yeah, fucking
pumps the, down.
The
if this doesn't,
are coming
if
for
this
us.
Gets no views on YouTube, you know what?
No, I'm sorry, guys. One person.
Can you make the thumbnail? Jason said free Andrew Tate.
Free Andrew
why,
Tate.
Why like Jason this. Thinks we should free Andrew Tate.
Fuck that. No way. Not a chance.
Hey, I said I would have dinner with Jordan Peterson. It's not that far away.
Yeah, true.
And just to be clear, because I've read his books, not because I follow his fucking Twitter. I also think his Twitter's crazy, but he's a very interesting human.
As crazy as it sounds, I'll probably like have dinner with like, probably like Elon now these days because he's like the most impressive, I guess, like mind.
Yeah.
Most innovative. I just like to sit there and be like, how do you fucking think, man? Like, what goes into being...
I think... Yeah, go, sorry.
Just like, what goes into having a mind like that? Like, and thinking that way.
I think Elon is too far down the road to... It would just be interesting. I don't think you would have a lot of takeaways from it.
Nah, but I wouldn't be expecting that.
Yeah.
We're just having dinner. We're not banging. You don't have a fucking weekly fucking friendship out of it.
Yeah, no, I want to learn.
You want to learn?
If I have the opportunity to sit down with anyone in the world, like I want to walk away like different or have a different perspective on something.
I don't really follow anyone enough.
I would say Jordan. I would say Andrew Schultz.
Yeah.
Because I think he sees human behavior, culture, social behavior.
I'd love to sit with Mike Tyson.
In such a fascinating way. Mike Tyson would be good.
Yeah, and it'd just purely be for entertainment.
Yeah, well, that would just
like,
be
tell
wild.
Me your fucking craziest stories.
Yeah.
Or Dennis Rodman. It's like, what happened when you went to Vegas and disappeared? It's like...
Where did you go?
Yeah, like Coach said you could go,
yeah,
but he
yeah.
said you had to come back, yeah. and you fucking didn't.
That doco is awesome.
Yeah, man.
It's really good.
That is wicked. Yeah. But it'd be good to see. It'd be good to just get an idea of like just someone who like molded history, the future.
Yeah, I feel like we're like, you know, just like fucking way too small thinking.
Yeah.
Christian Horner again would probably be on my list. Because I think he communicates better. Like him and Toto both fascinate me. Just people at that level.
Yeah.
That are just like fucking killers.
Yeah.
Like,
that'd be really cool. That'd probably be pretty influential.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like how they think and yeah, like just always having that pressure.
Yeah. Like,
how do you deal with it? How do you live with it?
A mentor of mine's like in the finance sector and just like learning so much from him and just like seeing like you're just an animal. I love it.
Yeah, that would be more influential than like a person. Like, I think you'd get more out of that than you'd sit with Peterson. I don't think you could absorb enough over dinner with Peterson to like change your life.
Depends. Like, he's a clinical psychologist with all of this stuff though. Like, he'd be able to, I feel like he'd just see through you and be like, you need to fucking go do this.
Yeah. Well, if he did that.
And you would leave like, I'm a fucking go do that.
Mm. Would you pay the bill?
Yeah.
Fuck him, he's rich.
Fucking earth. Nah.
I'd be ordering fucking expensive shit.
Be less shit, Jason.
Nah.
Value exchange. Nah.
Doing it.
Value exchange.
Nah, I'm doing it. The deal was that I went to dinner and say I had to pay.
What about dead? Like, I'll think further back. Like, political figures.
I'm really bad at this. I'm really bad at, like, other people outside of, like, sport.
Yeah.
It'd just be, like, sport people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that exciting.
What's up, guys? Another quick break. I just wanted to jump in and tell you guys, remind you guys about the STC Fit Learning Mentorship. Now, our mentorship's been running since about 2016, where we've developed trainers through their first year of business in personal training and allowed them to leapfrog the first 5 years of mistakes that we made. If you're currently studying, looking to finish in the next month or so, or you're looking for someone to help you out with mentoring and all that kind of stuff, jump on. Have a look at the details for the mentorship at stcfitlearning.com. Head to programs and mentorship and all the details are there. And you can come and be an STC Fit coach for an entire year. It includes all of our education and direct mentoring from our head coaches. Back to the episode.
So how do you feel 5 active days plus travel in Brisbane? How do you feel about
that? How do I feel?
Yeah.
My brain is potato.
I'm a potato.
My back hurts. My back hurts.
Emotionally, Jason.
If someone said to me, I had to squat tomorrow, I'd probably fucking explode.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel very accomplished. I feel very accomplished. I don't know why I do. Can't explain it.
Yeah.
But there's always like a degree of pressure and anxiety and stress when you come on a trip like this. And you meet people that you haven't met before. You go to present.
The biggest fear is that no one's going to fucking come.
Yeah, well, that's it. And then one thing I've obviously tried to do is always see the benefit in everything, no matter what the scenario presents itself. So if no one rocks up, Tam has a camera.
Yeah.
We have a microphone. And I'll put on the fucking...
Put the show
the
on.
Best performance ever.
Yeah.
Because that is going to be utilized somewhere else. And from what we learned on... the podcast with Suzanne.
Yeah.
That's all those noble. Reps, all those reps putting in.
They matter.
The posts, the podcast, the reels, the content in the gym.
Yeah. The workshop show day.
Yeah, that's it.
You got to put a lot of reps in to get to show day.
Yeah, just all
eat
of it.
Eat a lot of meals. Mm. Do a lot of cardio. We ain't talking about bodybuilding. You're welcome.
All the stuff. So, yeah.
I actually had to calculate that in my brain, how I would not make it about powerlifting. You're welcome.
Yeah, I know. When we talked on the podcast with Betty and you just started talking about powerlifting, I was like, man, fuck off.
Fuck.
It's a bodybuilding podcast, bro. Shut your mouth. Ever use the fucking...
Hey.
Don't ever use the P word again.
Barbells and banter is all yours.
Yeah.
You can bring on whoever you want.
Yeah.
You can talk about bodybuilding as much as you want.
I know. It was just a bodybuilding podcast and you tried to hijack it.
Yeah.
It's very selfish.
I'm kidding.
That's fine. We only talked about it for a little bit. But yeah, I feel good. Yeah.
Validated, maybe? Is that a word that you would use?
There's a lot of is it parallels?
Mm.
With like other people's philosophies, mindsets, especially in like, you know, business marketing and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that reinforce like what we do, especially in standout PT.
Yeah.
Cuz you know, there's always that degree of imposter syndrome sometimes. It's like, what are we doing? Is it effective? Is it going to work for people? Do we have the right to...
Who are we to tell you what to do?
Yeah, yeah. But then I'm like, nah. Like, We actually have fucking businesses and have done this for a while.
Yeah.
And in both training and scaling people's businesses, like, you know, it's just more validation that we're in it for the right reasons and we have the skills to help people.
Yeah, I think to add to that is like, we're not a flash in the pan.
Nah.
I think that's one thing that I've probably taken from it, because it's easy to see, like, let's be honest, there's brands that have grown faster, done bigger numbers, whatever, than us. But I think the longevity of what we've created has allowed us to have a choice as to how long that is. Like, we put ourselves in a position where, like, this is solid. And as long as the personal training industry exists, we can exist, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, we will stay in it as long as we feel like it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we do.
As long as it needs us.
We haven't capitalized on a trend or a sold, like, being hot or whatever. Like, we've just...
Definitely haven't sold on that.
Yeah. I wish.
We're fucked in that department. Nah.
Yeah, that's been really interesting. I think I would add, it's fucking hate how so many words have just been fucked by particular people, but I feel really grateful to have the opportunity to, like you said, you can't even tell your friends what you're doing. It's like, we're working, but it's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel really grateful about that. People giving up their time, traveling.
That's very humbling.
Investing, hanging out with like absolute killers, people at the top of their industry, top of their game. And walking away from those conversations not intimidated.
No.
And not feeling like we're miles away, just like, oh yeah, that's what we do too.
Yeah, or just like just being happy for them doing their thing.
Also, yeah.
Yeah. Because there would have been a time when I was like, fuck, why are they doing this and getting this way and we're not?
Yeah.
Now it's just like, these guys are doing this. It's good. Go check them out.
Yeah. You know, we're doing this.
All the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really worrying about it in relation to what we're doing.
Yeah.
So I think that was cool.
Sign
of maturity.
What lessons will you take to pass on to the other trainers?
Consistency matters. Like you said earlier, it's just like showing up every week, no matter what.
Mm.
It's like it's a slow burn. I think that's the biggest take home from everything that we've kind of looked at, you know, both sides of, you know, the biz, training and business. It's just like you have to show up.
Yeah.
You can't bury yourself in the sand and expect things to be better when you take it out. It's just not going to work that way. There's a lot of benefit coming from just repetition. Making mistakes, you make enough mistakes and you get better and you make less, you know, we make less mistakes. We still make them and we always will.
Yeah.
And the magnitude of the mistakes that we make are smaller, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, and then sometimes.
Just time
zones. Yeah. And then every now and then we've got one big one in us because we're playing at a level that it matters.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that it's fine to do that.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen if you just walk away from something. If you get overwhelmed and you're just like, I need to switch off, it's like your business isn't going to go where it needs to go if you just keep walking away when it gets tough.
Yeah.
So it's just like, show up no matter what.
Yeah, actually the Instagram post that came out tonight was from the last episode. You were talking about overwhelm. Just like understanding that everyone feels that.
Oh, yeah. Poor.
Like,
fuck. Well,
everyone
what
was...
Time, what day we fly out? Thursday? Back Wednesday?
Yeah.
My mind was fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Scatterbrain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think for me, there was actually a slide in today's presentation that was just like showing how to highlight a pain point. But one of the biggest things that I see when I do all the consults for standout PT is like, what's your 3-year goal with your business? And no personal trainers can fucking answer it. And then you think like, so what are the issues that personal trainers face, or what are the things that occupy their mind? And it's like, they're overwhelmed, they're anxious, they're stressed, they're in a hurry, they're imposter syndrome, all of those things. And if you just took on the mentality that like, I've got 3 years, you'd fucking chill out. Like, if you just slowed the fuck down and went like, if I just make content continuously for the next 3 years, if I just refine my service continuously for the next 3 years, if I just get better at my job, if I just like do the sets and reps, same with training, Like, no one expects to be a bodybuilder overnight.
Yeah.
Or personal trainers tell people not to expect to be a bodybuilder or a powerlifter overnight. Yeah. Like, it takes time. So if you take that same mentality that, like, we all train because we love it, and then we put goals in place to facilitate that love. Mm. If you do that with your business, if you love coaching people, if you love, find some kind of method of creating content that is valuable to other people that you enjoy doing, and just commit to doing it for a long period of time, you probably end up successful.
Yeah, even just your business in general, like, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to it. If you just slow down and just focused on implementing something, you know, it's like habit stacking, yeah? Adopt a habit, solidify that habit, Tam. Once that habit's solidified, what do? You work on another one. Yeah. If you don't neglect the one you just did.
Yeah.
You stack it on top. And I think your business is the same.
Yeah. Now that we have our new logos, I think it's time to put together the Do The Thing shirt.
Yeah, we definitely need a merch drop. I'm just like, I've cut sleeves off everything. So
I have no t-shirts.
We're coming into winter and the sleeves are cut off all of my shit.
Help. Good time to launch some jumpers.
Yeah, crews. Crew necks.
Yeah.
I want a crew neck with the logo down the middle on the back.
Yeah.
With the new logo though.
Let us know what you want. What stuff?
I've already got a design. Tam and I went over it the other day.
Good.
Tam's doing it for us.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to the audience, but that's fine.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. Just hijack this.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it about me.
Yeah.
For once.
I feel like we're going to search if we talk anymore. So let's wrap it up.
Yep.
Very
successful weekend though. So just like Ben said, it's always really humbling when people give up their time, you know, whether they're a team member or a client of a team member or someone, you know, part of the gang and stand out, or it's someone who just wants to come and watch and listen to Ben and I speak and take home some things that we hope will influence your personal training career. So
yeah,
just from us, we always say, like, you know, thank you for making this trip really awesome. It's definitely not like we did when we were in Penrith and stuff. We won't be the last one. We do really look forward to kind of, you know, I guess, like, trotting around the globe.
Yeah, just to spin off on that, it's like, we're not only talking to the Brisbane people.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
We only can do this based on everyone that tunes in every week, that whatever. Like, we've got to be able to sell the idea to the admin, the team, the COO. Hey, we're going to go spend this much money to go here.
Yeah.
That only works based on the feedback that we're getting from everyone traction. Else and the people interested in what we do.
Yeah.
We're doing our best to provide as much value as we possibly can, whether you ever pay us or not.
Agreed.
So thank you for being a part of it.
Yeah. And if anyone's listening now and likes the idea of something like this, like we always say, if we can organize something, get enough people in the room that is viable for us to come up.
Generally speaking, 10 people is the metric.
10 people is usually the metric. So if this is something that you're interested in, we're always down to go. The three of us are just ready to go whenever we can make it happen. So, you know, just hit us in the DMs and we'll start talking and making it happen.
Yeah. I think next one looks like will be in Melbourne.
So Melbourne's easy.
Expect an announcement in the next couple of weeks, probably once Easter's kind of fucking calmed down.
Yeah, it's way too many public holidays to want to fuck with anything.
We'll look at some dates and plan some stuff to do that, and then we'll do the thing and we'll come in,
pick our next destination after that,
do something in Melbourne. I think that'd be fun.
Melbourne would be first.
If you want to volunteer your gym, always welcome as well.
Yeah, for sure. Easy done. Alright, so, thanks for the listening to our ramblings, especially Ben was struggling earlier.
Before we finish up,
words together.
Make sure take a screenshot of this, put it on your Instagram story, tag at @stcfit_learning, tag at MA Services to go into the draw to win $4,000 prize back. So you win 12 weeks of Standout PT and you win a branding pack kit from MA, which includes the logo, social media templates, and a bunch of other shit.
It's ridiculous, man.
You want it. It's awesome.
$4,000 worth of prizes. That's right wild. There. It's wild.
Yeah. It's our first ever competition. It's like $4,000.
Yeah.
Woof, mic drop.
It's worth $4,000.
Yeah. So follow, I think you have to comment on YouTube, but do the thing. Subscribe.
Yeah.
5-star review, Spotify. Yeah. There was an ad read earlier. You already heard me talk about it.
Tam, we'll put the tile up on how to enter on the Instagram story too.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll be instructions in the show notes.
Yeah, that's right. In the show notes, Tam.
Amazing. Cheers, everybody.
If we don't know what to do, just tell Tam to do it.
Cheers, Jason.
Cheers, bro.
Cheers, Tam.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Ciao.
Bye.